Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a mysterious feeling, a graphic design scam, and how to handle a casual Zoom hang when a catfish is involved. I'm Jennifer Sheik, and with me is Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Lenny.
Hello, Jennifer.
Tim, I almost called you first because you were on your phone, but...
I was checking my email.
Then I decided not to.
I was ready. Sometimes I do that to trick you.
Yeah, I almost wondered if that was what was going on, and I was like, no, I'm going to double psych him out.
Jennifer calls on Tim like, he's not ready, and he holds up his phone and it says, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, shit!
I gotcha.
Wow.
Oh, you look so stupid.
Oh, my God, I'm
going to
do that in 2 years.
I would love for that to happen.
I was still trying to find those show notes. When you called on me, I was terrified.
Like, oh shit, no.
I was like, where are these show notes?
Yeah, so we are recording. It is May 16th, 2021. Mm-hmm. We're recording a double today mm-hmm. because I'm about to go on a freaking trip because I'm vaccinated.
Vaccines.
Love them.
Do plain stuff. Like, I really feel like I'm gonna like have a snafu at the airport because I've forgotten how to do the whole process.
I was worried when you're like, do I have to show that I'm vaccinated to fly? I'm like, oh, sweet.
I didn't know.
Oh my God, you know you live in America, right?
You know, I actually was trying to think, when was the last time I flew? I think the last time I flew was in 2019.
Mine was packs and plug.
I flew literally right before the pandemic, which was very scary because like all the news was breaking at that time. But when we flew a couple weeks ago,
didn't you go to Vegas?
We went to Vegas.
I remember you're like, Nick's gonna die.
Nick's gonna die.
It's full on pandemic time. They haven't locked down yet. Nick's gonna die.
We're nervous about PAX East, and you're like, it's a month later.
Already booked it. I wasn't. I couldn't get a refund. So, like, while we were there, like, there was like a big conference going on in our hotel, and we finally like we're in the elevator with some guy, and we're like, hey, what's this thing? Because he had one of the lanyards on. And he was like, it's a big medical conference, and I was like, do you guys really think you should be here? And he's like, yeah. A lot of us are like, we shouldn't be here right now. The way out there wasn't bad, but on the way back, our flights got delayed because they had just started shutting things down.
Oh, geez.
On the flight back. But what I really want to say is, like, when I flew a couple weeks ago, they don't check your temperature. They just you have to wear a mask.
It's over, baby.
Go with God. Good luck. Wear that mask. That's
wear
it.
Mask.
George W. Bush, mission accomplished.
Gap in the seats. Like, they fill them planes
up. When I was picking my seat, it was funny because there was like one little section that was like three empty seats and like, what's up with this? And I picked that window and it was like, oh, these seats are slightly narrower. And I picked the window one hoping that I'm like, maybe people won't want to sit in this row and maybe I will have
you should have just picked the center seat. And then
no! Like, can you imagine?
No, like, nobody's going to sit here.
I'm an aisle guy.
That really would have been a power move to just pick.
I like the center seat.
Have we not got a question where it's like, I like the middle seat, and I choose it because, I have double the chances of having someone good to talk to.
Nick, shut up. That's giving me panic attack.
It's like the worst person in the world.
That's wild.
And this is like because I'm going to the West Coast, so it's not like a short flight. Mm-hmm. It's like, almost 6 hours. So.
Do you have a straight shot? Non-stop?
Yeah, non-stop, baby. I am so – okay, do you know how fucking excited I am to watch TV on an airplane? Like, that is –
drink ginger ale.
Sincerely – one of my greatest joys. Well, I'm gonna have to bring a little straw and put it up under my mask.
I would do that.
Yeah, I'm flying to St. Louis via Pittsburgh, so I bet like if I even wear a mask in the airport, you're gonna be like, "That's a muzzle, baby." I'm like, what are you doing, baby?
I went to Lowe's yesterday, and I was fully expecting to see at least a couple of people without masks. And everyone still had masks on.
That's good.
I feel like in Boston,
people still have masks.
It would have been different at Home Depot.
I know states can I still have mask mandates, and I think airports still have it.
The ticket was like, you have to wear a mask.
Yeah, Yeah, same.
In the airport, they like make announcements. They're like, it's a federal crime if you don't wear your mask. And really? Still people.
Jeez. Okay. Well, that's good, actually. That makes me happy.
Or maybe not a federal crime, but they're like, we can ban
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but you flew a couple weeks or months ago.
A couple weeks ago before the mask, before we all got rid of our masks. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I didn't even think about that part.
Like our undies. And you're like, I'm fucking terrified. This is horrific.
It was. It was scary, but then we didn't.
It's like everyone was like monsters, right?
Yeah. Like people weren't, some people were not taking it very seriously.
Yeah, I can see that. So, well, let's hope that we all continue to survive. We aren't one of those few people that somehow still get COVID.
I mean,
even though we are vaccinated.
Yeah, you're like in the like 1%.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I will be wearing my mask. That is for damn sure. Yeah. So,
yeah, it seems like
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah exactly. It's just a good idea. Like, it's just a good idea.
Yeah, do you want the cold?
Like, I don't want
right.
Like. I don't, also like just for pollen and shit right now, yeah. Honestly, like, I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
I can't wait until we're like 80 and like we walk into a bank with a mask on because we're all fucked up from this time period. And
everyone just wears masks forever.
Your grandkids or grandnephews are like, oh, you're so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably have full on respirators by that point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to be like Dune by then. We're going to be in like fucking full body suits that will reconstitute our PP so we can drink it.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Because of climate change.
Michael, did you find the PP suit in Subnautica?
No, there's a PP suit?
Yeah, it's close to where you are, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Would you guys like to jump into our questions for today?
Let's talk about some PP suits.
Yeah,
we released an episode where we did absolutely zero
questions.
People are like, this is great.
Well, she keeps saying, oh, we'll get to them.
We'll get to this later.
Nick's like, can I read the first one? We're like, no. Laser is so cute right now.
Yeah, I wish you guys could see him. He was literally cuddling with a screwdriver on the ground a minute ago.
Yeah, he's underneath my slippers, and his paws are kind of
like curled, like little curled up.
Like a dead shrimp.
Laser.
Can I read the first one?
Yeah, sure.
Nick, fine.
Absolutely. I did read ahead a little bit. This one's fucked up. I have this feeling around my girlfriend, and I want to know if it's healthy.
Okay, let's take the temperature of the room. Where do you guys think this is going? Don't look at it.
My dick gets big. What's happening?
I think he wants to eat her or something.
Yeah, or it's like a ghost thing.
My girlfriend and I have been together for about a year now, and I'm noticing some feelings towards her that I've never felt before. For some reason, I can't take my eyes off her. For context, we've been dating for quite some time, but recently we've been spending more time together. And I just want to hold her all
the
time.
What the fuck?
This is gross.
When we're in public or private, I'm always trying to hold her hand. I just keep thinking, this is the most beautiful girl in the world, and therefore I'm the luckiest guy on the planet.
This is going to turn horribly at some point, right?
And I don't want to spend too much time away from her outside of things that are necessary. I want an apartment with her, and she does with me, too. But I keep getting this warm feeling in my chest whenever she's near, and I feel my eyes pop out of my sockets whenever she walks in the room. What do I do? First relationship, by the way.
Y'all, I feel like this is such a perfect question. And, buddy, I am sorry to tell you, you have terminal wife guy disease.
Yeah. You ever try to explain what love is to a robot?
What is this feeling?
This prickly feeling in my chest.
I feel like my eyes are going to pop out.
I need to go to the hospital.
He's like literally describing like the cartoon wolf, like with the eyes popping out and the tongue rolling.
Yeah, Ooga.
He's going full of Wooga on his girlfriend.
It's like, did you go to the forest and get bit by a tick carrying not Lyme's disease, but wife guy's disease?
You gotta watch out for those wife guy ticks.
Yeah, you're a wife guy now. Congratulations. No, this is what we call love.
Yeah.
You know, it's cute, I guess.
I badly want to know how old this person is, and I am...
Me, 14.
Well, they're talking about getting an apartment, so like...
Well, that's a really 16. Good point, because I was like, is this person a teen? But... They are talking about getting an apartment together, so they must be at least, like, 18, 19 at the very youngest.
Who's to say?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you go to the ER and you say, like, I get this warm feeling in my chest, and then they run a battery of tests, and they're like, and then on the screen it's just, like, a big heart in the little waveform, and they're like, it's love. This is not Doctor. Yeah, get in here.
Actually, so okay, so they like hook you up, and then the little like bleep bleep turned into a heart. Yep.
Oh no,
that's love, baby.
My God,
it's terminal.
No, is it, absolutely. Yes,
that, okay,
absolutely.
Michael's very good point, because that is the question: is it healthy to feel this feeling?
No, like
no, it's bad.
It's irrational. Nobody should love.
Don't. Have feelings.
I feel like have it guys... depends on her feelings.
Oh, wow. Yikes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you say she's your girlfriend, but, you know.
Is she
there? I mean, she's dating, you're holding hands, but maybe there's something more going on, and you should probably think about this as you're falling asleep.
Do you think that maybe she's a witch and has put a spell on you, and that's what's happening?
Do you all fall asleep holding hands like otters?
Sometimes
we do, actually. That sounds really smishy. But
Jennifer and I are very cuddly sleepers.
Yeah, I'm so sweaty.
This morning, I think we did hold hands we're entering phase that, like, I don't want to get out of bed zone.
Yeah. It's nice.
But I also woke up and her face was like 3 inches from me, and I was like, ah!
I don't remember that.
Well, yeah, you're asleep.
Oh, yeah, gonna, I like to be right up on
this
there. Up.
He's gotta play this cool, right?
Oh yeah bro, yay. You gotta start negging her.
Yes, you don't want to lose her.
Yeah,
right. So you gotta start being mean to her.
Yeah, yeah. Girls hate
when you're nice to them.
Yeah, they hate when you're
famously.
Nice. Famously, they hate nice guys. So you know you don't
That's
want
true though.
Oh my God. Okay, sorry.
That's so true.
I know Tim knows about this, but are Michael and Nick, are you familiar with the comic strip Mr. Boop?
No.
I'm aware of the comic. I have not read it.
So Mr. Boop, who is the artist that does it?
Alex something.
God, I fucking forget. This is written by Mr. Boop, I think, because
the Mr. Boop prequel.
The Mr. Boop prequel. So Mr. Boop is a comic about a man who is married to Betty Boop, and he loves Betty Boop very, very, very much.
Yeah.
Wait, is it official Betty Boop canon?
No, because a lot of times Sonic the Hedgehog tries to murder him.
Yeah, there's
a threesome with Betty Boop
and Bugs Bunny.
And Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny's Peter Griffin from Family Guy's in it a lot. Turns out for a while.
Okay, so this isn't in the New York Times comic
book. No.
Why can't I find
A little Twitter? Bit of time, he's in a coma, so he thinks he's actually not married to Betty Boop, so Bugs Bunny, and Sonic all work at a subway, and he's like, God, I used to think I was married to Betty Boop, and there was like, that'd have been great.
Alec Robbins is the writer, A-L-E-C-R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Yeah,
I highly recommend Mr. Boop. It is
I'm not finished, no spoilers for like the later arcs.
Yeah, but definitely this is a Mr. Boop situation.
Wasn't there some anime about love that you guys are recommending to me?
Yeah.
My love story is so good.
This is my love story as well. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Love story.
That's so cute. He's like, oh, I feel this way around this girl, but I don't want to push her away. And also, she surely can't like me. I'll try to set her up with my
traditionally hot friend.
My homosexual and sexual best friend.
Yes. And she's like, but no, I like you.
Yeah.
Big manly dude.
Yeah.
It's like, this is just, I don't know, like, obviously the fact that he's like, first relationship, by the way.
It's not really.
He
last piece
dude,
of info.
You know, this is such a good question just for our show, because it just goes to show how odd and broken and strange, you know, it's not all these words. When I say odd, broken, strange, bad, I don't mean bad necessarily, but it's the fact that someone went to like Reddit, they probably already went to like WebMD. Like the reason our podcast exists is because of these questions.
Yes.
The inherent thing is our show is not like, oh, you know, an advice thing. It's inherently an internet advice thing and the evolution of how we slurp up advice and seek advice.
Yeah.
It's depressing to me to think that this person logged on to Reddit, maybe created a throwaway account to post this instead of like talking to someone.
A friend. Like,
a brother, a daddy, a mommy.
Yeah, like what does love feel like to you?
That love has never entered his mind as an option.
Yeah, there's a darkness to this question that it maybe is not there, but the potentiality.
Yeah, it does make me sad. Like, And now I'm trying to like kind of think back and like when like how do you learn what love is?
What is love?
What it feels like? Like
I guess I don't know what love is.
I guess I'm just trying to think of like when was the first time in my life that I was like, oh, I am feeling romantic love feelings for a person.
Well, it was probably me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I did date people before you, but
and it's like, oh my
now
God.
You can argue all day, like when you're young, like does that count? But I guess I'm just like I can't remember like the first time I felt that like ooh, like little you know flutter and
I'm still tummy. Waiting on it. I hear it's great. I want to feel it. You know, it sounds really
wow.
fun.
Wow, guys,
you know, it's. It's also possible that I'm bringing a bit of baggage because I'm like terrified of posting on Reddit and getting like yelled at. It's like, you didn't do the rules right. You're shit downvoted.
So you're like, man, like anyone who would post on Reddit it must be desperate because it's so scary to post there.
Like even like going half my terror of Reddit posting, you know, is a slight barrier to entry. But I guess also there is no darkness and strangeness here. Motherfuckers just like to post. That's possible too, and you can't tell.
That is my question. Because my first thing reading this was like, "This can't be sincere." Like, could someone truly write this sincerely?
Right,
but maybe they can.
Is it healthy? Like, if they both feel the same way, it's fine. But like,
well, even if not,
I think you'll. I don't want to say you'll get over this, but like
you'll get over
your
it,
first
okay?
love and your
you're
first heartbreak.
You're
going to
be chasing this for the rest of your life,
right,
buddy? But it is like maybe he's asking like, is this too intense? Like, is it too much?
Yeah,
I have too much love in my little heart.
But doesn't even use the word love.
He doesn't because
he doesn't know what it is.
He wants you to show him.
There's a fear here that, like, does he think this is odd because he's not having it reciprocated? Is his girlfriend being like, I don't want to hold your hand anymore. I don't want to, you know, be sitting
it's
on
not, It's
I
not want, normal to want to be around each other.
I don't want to hold your hand while I'm going to the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, this is also reminding me, I'm pretty sure this is a plotline in Desperate Housewives.
Oh, this feels right.
Which I used to watch in college, weirdly, where one of the women in it doesn't know what an orgasm feels like. So when she experiences it for the first time, she calls the doctor and is like, what the fuck just happened? And he's like, ma'am,
I was doing
ma'am, you just nutted.
I was doing normal things and then... Like, not weird stuff, and then something weird happened inside.
I was sitting on the dryer.
I think if I'm remembering the situation correctly, is that she may have been doing a little bit of cheating.
Oh,
on her.
That's what housewives. Everyone's
exactly.
Cheating.
Everyone's cheating. And perhaps.
They're desperate.
They're so desperate. And yeah, I think a dude was, you know, doing some stuff.
I don't know what you mean.
I can't say it.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Sunday.
I don't understand.
He's always talking about stuff.
Yeah, this guy, I wish him just the absolute best.
This rules.
Well,
I love to see pre-wife guys out in the wild. Little larva wife guys. Yeah, proto-wife guys.
It sounds great. It's just, it's not that it's unhealthy, but like, if she doesn't feel the same way, He could probably be devastated if this doesn't work.
He's going to be devastated.
I mean,
regardless.
It's going to happen.
He's going to fuck this up.
Well, you know what? Like, when they move in together and they start to have, like, arguments of, like, the past 5 times I've been the one that cleaned the toilet.
Or, yeah. Like, well, you keep shitting on it.
She keeps shitting on the floor.
She won't stop peeing on the floor. She won't let me into the upstairs of the house.
She says I have to sit when I pee.
She won't let me buy my own clothes. Like,
oh man,
we're starting now. We're really.
I mean,
good.
Yeah, there. Sometimes, in order to get through the recording of this podcast, I pretend like we have a greater Dear Internet cinematic universe.
Yes,
and you know, are these things prequels to some of the bangers in the past?
Our cinematic universe.
You know,
oh,
I don't.
Is this a prequel to The Apartment Wife?
Who's to say? I don't have brain bubbles. Man.
Our cinematic universe is the world.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's fucked up.
Hey, can I read the next one?
Michael, absolutely. And I did pick this one targeted at you specifically.
I can't tell why. I hired a graphic designer to make me a mascot. And I just found out the mascot he quote unquote designed is actually a TV show cartoon character.
I mean, it happens sometimes.
Hey, man.
People are inspired by the same thing. They're like, exactly. I wanted to make a sea character that looks like a kitchen sponge. Like, I didn't know.
That's funny.
New York. So this is Ask a Manager.
It's our legal advisor. That's why they put the location so people can.
Oh, you picked it for Michael because he's a lawyer.
Yes.
No, because he lives in New York.
Yes. Exactly. That's it.
I paid the designer, and it wasn't until recently people started mentioning that it was from a kids' TV show, and I had no idea. I already invested in making marketing materials and packaging. Printed with this apparently stolen mascot. What actions can I take against the designer I hired?
By the way, it's three boys all named Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, this is three children in a trench coat who he hired to do graphic design for him. Now, man. Obviously, none of us are lawyers, and we do not.
I work for a law firm.
Oh, Tim does work. Okay, Tim, what is your expert legal advice in this situation? And you are on the hook for whatever legal opinions you give.
So, my grandpa was an electrician. And
All right.
His electric company was Roadrunner Electrician because he was fast.
Yes.
And he literally used the Roadrunner. And
but this is like before somebody could take like a cell phone picture and like upload it to the internet.
But no, I think he sued someone else.
What?
For you? I have no idea. I think there's a story.
Wait, which grandpa is it?
Fred.
Oh my god! Yeah, that makes 100% sense.
Yeah, he's kind of like a weird. He's not a scammer, but he's like a proto scammer. Like
he's trying to get his.
Yeah, he bought a smart car early. He made a dune buggy that was street legal. I think he souped up a golf cart to make it street legal.
Awesome. I remember him talking about that.
Yeah, and he'll also talk.
I think your grandpa is cooler than you.
Yeah, no, he is. He has a hilarious mongoose.
Oh my god, that fucking mongoose!
Okay, so there's this thing like when you study business and shit, they talk about like how much money are you gonna make, and it's like 80% of what your parents made, basically, because that's kind of the trend is you make less money than your dad, and like so far that's held true for me. But I think you're also 80% as cool as your parents were.
My grandpa. Dad's not cool.
I think maybe grandparents.
Your grandparents.
Yeah, I think that probably is true because like
you're less cool than your lineage.
I was about to really air some.
I'm really fucking cool.
Watered down.
I'm a podcaster.
I was about to air some family business, and I've decided to step back.
No, what is it?
No, it was just like talking about my grandparents. My grandma just like left apparently for a while.
Okay,
I'm like, I'm leaving.
But that's cool.
You guys fucking suck.
But also, like, it's not a hard and fast rule. You know, like, there's exceptions that prove the rule. Like, you might be cooler than your dad, but you're not cooler than your grandpa.
I mean, I think it's just that back in the day, people were just wild.
They did shit. They did like, crimes.
People did so many crimes.
And we all agree crimes are cool.
No, you could just like get away with it back in the day. Like, you could just be like, I am just going to move to another town and I have a new name now. Come on, finding me.
What? Yeah. It's like a movie, Coming to America. What is the restaurant called? McDowell's?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't do McDonald's. He's like, this is McDowell's. We have the golden curves, not the golden arches.
I love it. So what do we think? What is the... Okay, we have like zero information, mm-hmm. but what are the... What I was going to ask is what do we think this mascot is, but then what are the funniest options for
I think it's Mickey Mouse.
I was... I like, that was like all I could think was that it was Mickey Mouse, but that's like very bold if a person... And if he didn't know that Mickey Mouse existed.
It's this weird like, rabbit.
It's, yeah, I don't get it.
Maybe like, what Peppa is a Pig. Cartoon character it's that Peppa like... Pig. That like adults don't know about?
So it'd be hilarious if it's like Goku.
Oh my god, I want that.
No, that's not a children's TV show. That's a show for cool adults.
Yeah, that's exactly. Come on, Tim. Come on. What's for kids?
It's an electric mouse.
Speaking. That's also for adults. Michael, please.
What? Oh,
Pikachu.
Okay.
I
love Pikachu. He's my friend.
Mackie Mouse.
Do we think that this graphic designer, like, how many times has he gotten people with his grip?
And, like, I love the idea of you driving around and you see, like, an office supply store, you know, with just fucking Hey Arnold football head guy up there, like, get your prints done. Because you see so many bootleg shit, and most of the time the bootleg shit is purposeful. Yeah. The fact that, you know, this seems likely not, you know, I do love the idea, like, hey man, groupthink. I thought the underwater sponge guy was Sponge Man. I also thought of that.
Yeah.
So you can't prove that I stole it from whatever the SpongeBob character is.
I run a karate studio, and he designed some fighting turtles for me.
Yeah, I have a karate studio in Florida next to a swamp. What else is going to happen?
I think just like thinking about this, like I'm just a person that, you know, if someone like really got me good on a scam like this, I'm like, I respect you.
Hats
honestly
off.
You got my ass, and that's fair.
I was unaware of Garfield before this.
I did not know.
I would be too embarrassed to post about this.
Exactly. Like, it's a good...
Because you literally just got, you know... Elmer Fudded by, you know, you ran into a tunnel painted on the side.
I wonder if this is like, I hired a designer on Fiverr.
Oh my gosh.
I paid him $5 and he gave me Garfield, the cat that hates Tuesdays.
What if he literally just sent them, like, he just went to the Google image search and just took a picture of,
rules.
I don't know, Snoopy.
Wario.
Just, here's literally Snoopy. Here's just a picture of literally Snoopy.
Well, Heathcliff exists.
Money, please.
Do you think that you would, if you made a rascally orange cat, the estates of Heathcliff and Garfield, like, would they be able to attack you? Or do they grasp arms?
It's very fucked up that both Garfield and Heathcliff exist actually.
Right. So why
are they
can't
like
a third?
Bizarro versions of each other? Or do Heathcliff and Garfield know each other?
There has to be Garfield, Heathcliff.
Do they know each other? I'm sure they know each other.
All cats know each other. Stuff like that.
I mean, like, are they in the same universe? Like, are they aware? I don't know.
I don't believe they're in the same universe.
A lot more rough, right?
He lives in a fucking junkyard and he eats
street cat.
He
likes to eat fish.
He loves to eat fish bones and things like that.
Then there was also Felix the cat that was a thing.
That's different.
No, it's a sliding door situation. There's an orange cat. What would happen if
exactly.
A mild-mannered guy bought you? Or what if you just went to a junkyard?
Yeah, what if you lived in the trash? I'm thinking, too, like, you know how, like, you'll see online, like, what I can only call, like, deep-fried memes of, like, it's a goofy, but it's, like, very fucked up. The one that's, like, damn bitch, you live like this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to describe it any other way than that.
I follow a cursed Mario or shitty Mario account.
Like, I just imagine that whatever this is, it's that situation.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, something is off about...
The world's shittiest Powerpuff Girl.
A very, like, Five Nights at Freddy's style... character design.
Like, I wanted something spooky.
Something
my plumbing company. Well, I'm thinking like a really, really scary dog.
There's some like really like famous like ripoff character, like Sanic got big.
Yeah, Sanic, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mr. Chief got pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus fresco.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. Turns out the cartoon character they drew was a guy that lived in Jerusalem like 2,000 years ago or something like that. He's from a book.
I hired this guy to make design me a new religion.
Did you know that a lot of religions are similar?
Did you know that a lot of religions are made up? It's just like a guy.
They all have a flood story.
Like, well, I feel like a lot of religions are like... they all like kind of spawn near like the same time, and they're like, "Well, I don't like this rule where I can't sleep with, I can't divorce my wife, so I'm gonna make a new one."
I mean,
I do like the idea that you said they all started the same time, and you picked the one that started in like the 1600s.
But like, I guess as far as like denominations starting to split off or whatever around that time,
I don't consider other denominations religions.
Wow,
consider them heretics. Damn. Other times I consider, you know, it's just a difference of opinion. I don't think you should baptize children,
guys.
Will fight war for it,
guys. Do we want to talk about the origins of religion and how it's fucked up?
Isn't it weird that like religion changes after the people are colonized and settled in different regions of Persia, and then sometimes Persian religions enter into.
Oh boy!
What?
I can't believe
we've
gone
back.
I can't believe we've gone this deep and haven't talked about VeggieTales once.
Oh awesome. Man, that is like a huge.
You can't steal from VeggieTales.
What are, like, off-brand VeggieTales? I mean, I guess, like, honestly, there's so many veggies that I don't know
there
where all the real
so
ones are.
There are so many veggies.
There's just so many
true.
Of them.
I feel well, like if we had more information from this guy, like we knew what kind of business it was, like, we would have...
Yeah, man.
Right. Yeah, I wish there was literally any information
a
about
clue.
It.
I need a clue, because I want to laugh at this person so
but
bad.
But frankly, like, I love, like, every... option is pretty funny.
It's
so,
pretty funny.
Because if think about it, okay, like, what if he's, like, a marketing... What if he's, like, I don't know, like, what's a... Because at first I was thinking, like, okay, he has, like, an electric,
yeah.
you know, a business where he has a truck.
Whatever
this
is will be
the
on the
truck.
Side
well, he has
of
packaging.
A
he has packaging.
He does have packaging. That's a very
stuff.
Good point.
Marketing materials. Ooh, baby.
So what does that mean? Because that could also just mean, like,
what goes
on printed stuff.
Yeah, marketing materials could just be, like, your business
a brochure.
Card.
Yeah, marketing materials
could
be anything.
Look what we can do.
But
packaging. The packaging.
The packaging.
You could put anything in packaging.
You put yeah, is he selling something? Is he starting his own FedEx? This time it's different.
Man.
I just want to know so bad. I want to know more about it. I want to know what the cartoon character was. I don't think we're going to find out.
I'm laughing at and with this person.
What would be like the opposite of FedEx? Would it be like Regional Express? Like we only ship locally?
Yeah, State Express. Or yeah. I think though this person is allowed to use the cartoon character because they could just show the contract. Like you can't yell at me. You gotta
go yell at them. Like, but you're still using it. It's like
Well, you see, they copied me.
Sir, we understand that the concept of two stupid dogs is pretty universal. That being said.
Yeah, just like going back to like that era of like 90s cartoons. Oh like God. It's written Stimpy for some reason. Yeah. All real monsters.
It's a cat
why
and a you... dog.
Yeah, it's why? Fucked up. There's
why
no
did
butthole.
You accept, why did you want a SWAT cat flying a jet in a
wait,
for
what's
a
the
plumbing
purpose
business?
Of cat dog?
Like, sick.
Did they like... Did a cat and a dog
what's
together?
The purpose of
I didn't
cat
like
dog.
Cat dog. I found it distasteful. I cannot help you with this.
I watched it.
Could
I definitely
they, like,
did.
Stretch far?
I'm thinking of Slinky Man. No, I don't know. I think that was the whole point. Sometimes they disagree with each other.
I mean, I think that obviously the most upsetting thing about cat dog is that one, the they must poop from their mouths.
Yeah.
That's the only thing
it's
I
so
can
true.
Think.
When
so
one eats something, the other one has to poop out their
it's
mouth.
Very, it's
that's
very
so
fucked
that's
up.
That both ways, though.
That is yeah. how, listen, cat dog is the inspiration for the human centipede, and that's just
that is true.
That's just that. It's just
I don't
true.
Like cat dog.
It's like, this is distasteful to me.
Can we stop
unnatural.
Talking about cat
yeah,
dog?
Yeah, let's, can we talk about the third question
I'm
here?
Putting up my boundaries.
Oh, man, this is a good one. This is, like, such a, like, quarantine drama situation.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Can I read this one?
Tim, absolutely. It would delight me if you did.
Oh, man, they're really going at it with these names.
Yeah, there are some wild names in this, too.
All right. My 27 female friend, 27 female, has been catfishing my ex, 27 male, by pretending to be me. I met my ex, Lucian, and my friend, Celine, at college. My ex and I dated for 3 years before we had a very awful and traumatizing breakup, to the point where I haven't been able to trust slash date anyone since him. 3 years.
Yikes.
Huh. Wait, dated for 3 years, so who knows how long it has been.
Right.
And
yeah,
I cut contact with almost everyone who was also still friends with him before... because I just wanted to forget I ever knew him.
Damn.
Celine recently confessed she has been catfishing Lucian by pretending to be me. The only reason she confessed is because she promised Lucian she would join in on the next social gathering with her old college buddies because she didn't expect anything to happen so soon because of the pandemic. So, now he's expecting me to show up to this virtual hangout that they're arranging in a few days. Celine assumed that if she confessed to me that I would be willing to help her keep up the charade, because she's going through a rough time in her life, and according to her, Lucian has been a huge support to her, and she didn't want to lose that. I love Celine.
This girl absolutely is
I need more friends like this.
The most.
I've excised most of my messy friends in my life, and I think it was a mistake, because I'm not as mad anymore, that's and now I feel like I need a Celine.
Bro, that's why you gotta go on the internet and get it that way.
That's true. huge support to her and didn't want to lose that. She also didn't want to confess because he's one of her husband. Wait, what?
Yeah.
he's one of her husband's closest friends. Uh-huh. And she thinks it will make things awkward between them that Lucian won't speak to her the same way he does now, which again, she doesn't want. Celine's married.
Celine's married. And also, just again, to remind everyone, she's pretending to be the OP.
No, it's perfect situation.
Yeah,
holy, I didn't think things like this happened.
Yeah, keep reading.
My first instinct was to tell her I wouldn't do it, but she claimed Lucian has changed a lot since we broke up, and he was very apologetic and remorseful about our breakup. She sent me small snippets of their conversations, and now I would like to see the rest. I mean, fair. She said she would give me access to the messages if I agree to either attend the hangout and pretend things are good between us, or if I call him and give him excuse about why I can't come. I know she's manipulating me, but I feel like I have to see those messages now. I need advice on what to do, and if anyone has any suggestions on how I can see those messages without giving in to what she wants. TLDR, my friend has been catfishing my ex by pretending to be me. She recently confessed as he expects to see me. That's the boyfriend.
The boyfriend's coming by in a big old motorcycle.
During a virtual hangout with our old college friends. In exchange for playing along, she's offering to let me read messages which she claims to show. My ex is very remorseful about our breakup. I haven't been able to get past how our relationship ended, so I would really like to read the messages, but I'm not sure if giving into her manipulations is the right thing to do. The TLDR was longer than the previous question.
It was!
But also, this is rules.
Dude,
wowie zowie.
Dude, I don't know what the OP... I wish that the OP had a name, too. Can we make a name for her as
Lucian
well?
Lucian Celine.
Lucian, what else is like a really
Vendetta.
Vendetta. Okay. I like it. Vendetta.
So usually in a when I think of catfishing, I usually think that who's ever being catfished is a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in this case,
wait, you're thinking the catfisher?
The catfish is a bad person or the being person being?
Because usually it's like, I'm pretending to be like an underaged whatever.
I
wouldn't even go
there. Yeah,
that way.
I mostly think of catfishing as like,
wow, that was dark.
Women who are...
I live in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
I know that country doesn't exist anymore, but that's where I live.
Nonetheless, I live there.
And look how hot I am. Also, my webcam's broken. Can you send me $50,000?
Money, please.
I do think you get a lot of like people that are married or bored and like want to have like a flirtatious like text.
Oh yeah,
like,
I definitely think of catfishing more on that. And also, sorry, I don't
sorry,
want to,
women or to... or men really. Just like anybody.
Well, no, because what I was going to say, like one of the most egregious catfishing situations I ever watched on 90 Day Fiancé was a dude doing it to a woman. It happens very much both ways.
Michael, you need to stop watching To Catch a Predator and start watching 90 Day Fiancé.
I think it's just like brain. It's like an office relationship or whatever. They just like want to like chat with somebody.
But the thing is,
that's possible.
Let's look at this situation and what is actually happening here, because this dude thinks he's talking to Vendetta,
this
the writer of the post.
So fucked up.
But what actually,
the fact that she's catfishing as like the ex of this person
is
fucking crazy.
That's insane.
What is the grift? Like, what is she trying to? Apparently, she's getting emotional support.
But she's pretending to be somebody else.
Why is she doing this? Like, I don't often, you know, emotional cheating is odd to me. I know it's real, and I know it happens every day, and I know it's bad oftentimes. But I'm not always super great at knowing what it means. Well, here we go, folks. It means this.
If you were hiding from your spouse that you're pretending to be somebody else online and talking to their ex, that's bad.
This is insane. Like, no, like, tell her, no, I'm not going to help you cover up this lie. And also, fucking stop doing this. I'm going to tell him doing this.
So this is like reverse therapy, though. It's kind of neat.
But here's the thing. She wants to see those messages.
So what she has to do is... do not go to this fucking Zoom meeting.
Oh, my God. That sounds so bad.
What you do is blackmail the fuck out of her.
Yeah. But like, I'm going to tell your husband.
I'm going to tell your husband, and I'm going to tell him, and I'm going to tell everyone, unless you let me see these messages, and so that I can discern whether or not... this is appropriate.
How much you fucked up.
How much you fucked up.
Like, It's such a wild, and the fact that the friend is like pushing this,
yeah,
right.
Like this, I love this. She thinks she's enough in the right, and it's okay that she has like leverage.
Yeah, if any of you would do this, I know that, you know, we joke about how dangerous parasocial relationships can be with podcasts and shit like that. One time get out of parasocial relationship ticket free. I want to be your friend. I want to see your scams. I don't want to be a part of them. No. I want to
just report on them.
I want to drink a beer with you and agree with every bad decision you make. I want to hear that. I want to give you ideas on how to do more crimes and do messy things. I love this so much.
Yeah, this woman needs to she get up her game. This is not like she,
Celine.
I can see like
oh, like I got my friend's back and now I'm fucking with him for you.
Yes.
Like, but that's not what's happening here. What's
right.
happening here is like, hey, I think it's fucked up, Vendetta, that you broke up with him, and I still like him, so I'm gonna like,
right.
This is the only way he'll talk to me.
Dude, yeah, this is another one. There's no, the question asker didn't do any comments. They asked them both our relationships and our relationships advice, and unfortunately, they did not leave any comments, any updates and things like that, but like, goddamn, I would kill for more information on this. This is such a good one. And it was a month ago.
There's just so many wrinkles to it.
It could be fake.
Does she mention what her relationship is like with Celine?
She didn't really get into that, and I am extremely curious.
So yeah, must be college really friend. Close, right?
Yeah, I would.
For her not to just want to nuke her immediately for doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but, and I almost wonder if it's a thing of if because Selena's acting so nonchalant about it in a way, or like acting like it's not that weird, it's making Vendetta be like, oh, I mean, I'm just being weird about this.
Yeah.
I feel like people who are like really flagrant with shit like this, that's how they get people to go along with them. They just act like it's normal, and then you're like, well, social conventions say that I shouldn't push this, so I guess maybe I'm
starting to get
wrong.
To the point that I don't know what gaslighting is anymore, because the bar of what it is so high. So like, oh, a husband is calling his wife crazy for, you know, wanting him to always empty the dishwasher or stop peeing on the ground. You know, to me, it has to be a big deal, which is, again, yet another five ways that this podcast is ruining my life.
Because gaslighting is, what gaslighting actually is when you are trying to convince someone that their perception of reality is wrong.
Yes.
Because that's where it came from. It's like the person kept, like, I forget the exact, it's like turning the lights down or something.
Oh.
That's where it came, it came from, it was like a movie.
Right. So, like, we get a lot of, we're like, a lot of times post quote unquote gaslight with these questions, but a lot of the gaslighting is society, where they're like, is this normal? Every single time is like, is this normal? Am I in the wrong here? You know, there might not be explicit capital G gaslighting going on in situations, but the mind boggles that one who has been, you know, socialized in the same way that we have would think any of this is normal. That being said, Mamma Mia, folks go through things, and you know, it's as Freud said, sometimes you didn't get a lollipop when you were a kid, and you think it's fine to pretend to be one of your friends with her ex-boyfriend after it was a traumatic
That's exactly
situation.
What Freud said. Yeah. He's not well known for having said that. But like, so, okay, obviously she can't stay friends with Celine.
No, she has to. It's cool. What else is she going to get up to? A mile a minute. Point.
Yeah.
Okay, like, well, she needs to be, like, needs to protect herself then.
Yes.
She needs to hold Celine at arm's length so she can observe the mess.
Oh my God, she needs to catfish Celine by being her husband.
Oh!
What if Vendetta is Lucien that she's talking to? And she's like,
fuck.
Hey, you like, she knows about the catfish, right?
Oh.
And then she intercepted it.
Whoa.
And now, she's putting her in this position so she can blackmail her. And then when she gets on the call, you know, it's just Vendetta.
It's just
on
her.
The call.
Wow. I doubt that because it seems like they've already confronted, but that's possible. You know, you really never know. That's very possible.
Double catfish.
Because, I think, too, like, just thinking about on a human level, God, if you knew that your friend was pretending to be you and talking to your ex that sucked, it would burn me up inside to not know what was said.
So they dated in college, and Celine is a college friend, and Celine is now married. So we can make a handful of, you know, A to B to C to D assumptions here. We don't have any other follow-up information, but it seems like Celine knows it was dramatic. Celine has been dating her husband at some point. The timeline, it takes a while to get married sometimes. Who's to say? So we're at least probably a year out of college. They also say old college friend. One doesn't say that when you're typically a year out, 2 years right, out. Well, I don't really know if that starts to happen.
Well, but they're 27 now, so.
Oh, duh.
So that's what they're saying, but regardless, your point of like how long have they been married is
right.
Is her husband also from the friend group? Sounds like yes.
It sounds like yes. So the mind does boggle and it gets bubbles in it and pops and things like that when you try to like make it make some sort of sense. So we cannot offer any of that. I mean, obviously we've given several good advice on how to scam her back.
The thing is, like, whatever happens, like if this comes to light, this is gonna like absolutely nuke their friendship group. Like, this is going to be so much drama.
Does Vendetta ever say she's mad at Celine?
It doesn't.
No, I think
seem
she's
like
no,
focused.
She doesn't.
I think she's focused on those messages.
She really is.
She's tunneling
like,
on the messages.
I mean, bro, I know she's manipulating me, but
you just say like that's the best line I've like, ever show seen. Me the like you owe me this. Show me the messages. I need to know what you said.
So
and then
yeah,
and she then
can just
once
be like, okay, I need to see them before we
right.
I do the call. So that I'll know what to say.
So
and then you get the messages, and then you're like, fuck you.
And
I'm
the other thing
the
that is kind of fucked up, and I assume, and maybe it does say this, maybe it doesn't say it explicitly, is since Celine is a friend from college, and this is a college friend group, likely Celine will also be on that Zoom call. Right?
That's
am I wrong?
Fucking, I guess yeah. It, yeah.
It's possible,
you're right.
Possible, maybe not. Maybe they're like different side groups.
Oh, man. No, you're probably fucking right.
Celine should just invest in a disguise kit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I've seen Mission Impossible 2.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, it's me.
I mean, I feel like over Zoom, you can make it work.
You can make it work. Yeah, man. Fucking just call Vendetta and be like, can you say these words real quick into my on the phone? That's weird.
Like, hey, can you just quickly put your face into this mold that I'm going to make real fast?
Yeah. Celine, how good is your Vendetta impression? Because what you need to do is do a classic, oh, my camera's broken, classic catfish move.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to turn on my camera. Oh,
hey,
no.
My name's Vendetta. I don't know how to turn on my cam.
Have you guys seen the show Catfish?
No.
I like a long time ago, and it's actually like on my list of things to
every
watch.
Every fucking person on that show was like, well, he's really great, but every time we video chat, like, he can't get his camera to work for 3 years.
It's a classic.
I send him $50,000 for a new laptop.
Guys, now think about this. We live in an era where Vocaloids exist.
Oh,
so
God.
What I'm saying is you need to pay some college student who does, like, rendering shit.
To make a Goku.
To make a... Well, he's already got the Goku as a base, and then you could tweak it to make it look like Vendetta.
Oh, yeah. What cartoon character does Vendetta look most like, and then go from there?
And he's like, well, your options are Mickey Mouse and Goku, unfortunately.
So I gave Mickey Mouse shark teeth, because that's what I'm kind of into right now, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
Can you steal their? Can Celine steal Vendetta's, like, undies, a famous shirt?
Oh, no.
Go through her trash and things like that. I really want to hear Celine's side of it. I want to hear her.
Yeah, her justification for this.
I want to support her through it.
Like, girl, what is going on here?
I want to know how this started. Like,
yeah, same.
Lucy and like texted Celine and said like, hey, can you get me in touch with Vendetta or something? She's like, oh, yeah. Actually, we switched numbers. Now this is
right.
This is her.
Right.
Yeah, how did this go down? Literally,
Lucian,
how?
Lucian must be an idiot, which I kind of got to give it up
sounds
for.
Like, yeah, that seems correct
and,
to me.
You know, I'm automatically on the question asker side. So since the point it was traumatic and so forth, I hate Lucian, even though we don't know any of the info. So on that side of things, it is kind of funny. Lucian thinks, you know, he went to AA. He has to go and, you know, go repair his relationships, and he reached out, and he thinks he checked off, you know, repairs some of the steps of repairing broken relationships. Turns out he's being catfished by a fucking psycho.
I kind of feel bad for him, actually. I mean, he sounds like an asshole, but like I feel a little bit bad.
Very supportive.
apparently he's super supportive. God, and this dude probably is like, duh, I'm gonna get back with Vendetta.
Oh, man.
Man,
oh,
like, I've turned it around. She's totally feeling
Take
it.
Take me back, Vendetta, please.
Aww, Can you imagine how much the Zoom call is going to fucking suck?
Dude, and you know, I hope there's not a single soul listening to this that is judging Vendetta for being focused on those messages. Because
no, come on.
I would kill. This is, you know, this is an upstairs girlfriend situation to me. If I found out, this is a Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, staring in on your own funeral situation. I want more than anything to see what people would say when I die. You know, I want to fake my death just to hear it. So you get to see a small glimpse of what this world. Person will say. You don't have to be, you know, emotionally tied up to talking to your ex, but the ex thinks they were vulnerable to this monster, Celine. You get to see it.
Wow.
But yeah, you blackmail the fuck out of Celine.
Yeah, you gotta. She's, I mean, obviously she's not your friend anymore, so I think you should just go full scorched earth with her.
I can't, I mean.
Ruin her life.
yeah, but don't. I mean, no, get what you want, and then, you know, take advantage of her. And then who knows what, like, does Celine have like a really cool, I don't know, handbag? Does she have a really sick, I don't know, wood carving that you guys got
take
on
her PS5.
A college trip?
Wait, take her what?
PS5. Take her
PS5. Oh, yeah, you gotta take it.
I thought
it.
You said piss life.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was something to do with piss, and I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah, take her piss life. Take her piss.
Well, I feel like we have...
I could talk about this question forever.
Absolutely, same. But I feel like we've got to let it go. Vendetta, I wish you the best of luck.
Please update!
God, I want an update so bad.
Dude, again, when I see these questions, I literally want to... we should maybe start messaging them on Reddit. Like, hey...
But no, but what happened?
But like, what if we did a follow-up like Patreon thing where we like fucking send messages to people like, hey...
Could.
You know... Like, it would be probably weird, right, if you found out.
I do feel a little bit strange about it, because I don't want, like...
Yeah, we've talked about this.
I don't want to, like, blow up people's accounts. All right.
No one listening to this, don't message them.
Don't message them.
But we need to hire a research czar.
And I will say, too, like, one thing one of the subreddits that I follow is the Just No Mother-in-Law one. Mm-hmm. And people will be like, don't post this other places. And I would not. Like, if someone, like, literally is like, don't talk about this or don't post this elsewhere. Yeah. I don't. Most of the time, the Just a Mother-in-Law ones would not even be fun to talk about because it's just like, damn, she sucks.
My son is allergic to peanuts. My mother-in-law keeps giving me
exactly,
peanuts.
Exactly. That's exactly, which is like, I enjoy reading it, but it's not really fun to...
We should do an ultra special Patreon, where Patreon NFT, but a good one, where only one patron gets the MP3 file.
Damn, what if?
Of like the most cursed Reddit.
That's next level.
That's next level.
Well, guys, do we want to wrap up by talking about what made us happy?
Okay.
And I just realized we're recording two today, so that might get problematic. The next day. Man,
I have more than one thing.
Okay,
to talk
cool.
about.
How about you?
I'll
get started.
Go first before Michael.
Why don't we do it together?
Okay.
We already know what it's gonna be.
I like the video game Subnautica Below Zero.
Oh, it's so good.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. I love the first one so much. And
yeah,
the
first one's like one of my favorite games.
So yes, I think we're both deep in its thrall right now.
Yeah, I streamed the first several hours, but now I've started to just play on my own, and I'm excited to like give folks an update. Like, hey, look at this.
This is what I got to.
So I got eaten by a big monster.
My favorite thing about Subnautica is that Tim talks about how much he loves it, but then I will hear him shrieking in the house as he's scared by big fish while he plays it. I'm like, you like it, and yet you scream.
Dude,
curious.
Last night I was in a very scary area. Where I was like, I think there's just this one monster that I'm afraid of, but like, if he attacks me, it's not that much damage. He's very loud, very scary. But I see him, he's over there, I'll stay over here. Luckily, that scary boy screams constantly so I can echolocate. So just be cool.
Hell yeah.
But also, there's usually like lower tier scary boys that like don't do as much damage, but come out of fucking nowhere. So I'm always on edge. I have a weird sense of anxiety. And then out of the corner of my fucking eye, this little guy comes in and I scream. And I'm on Discord with some people as they're playing, I think, Apex Legends. And it turns out it's one of the sea monkeys who love you. In the beginning of the game, they steal from you. But like 2 hours in, they start giving you gifts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was a sea
monkey. Michael's like, I've been fucking stabbing them.
I hate them.
I don't know, like, what if you have to do anything, and I don't know if they still steal from you.
Oh, actually, I saw one with a ruby, and I was like, I wasn't holding a ruby. How
did yeah, steal he was. That from so, me? Like, yeah, one of mine glitched out. He was in the, like, holding hands animation, and the fact that I didn't take the gift from him, which he had nothing, he started to get, like, distressed, and he was, like, really mad. Like, he was really sad.
Take it.
Why won't you take
now,
it?
Now, what does a sea monkey look like in this game?
It kind of looks like a sea monkey.
It kind of looks like an otter made out of, take an otter-sized thing with a tadpole, kind of tadpole style, like an eel tadpole style. Yeah, search Subnautica sea monkey. It was just a sea monkey coming up behind me, giving me a piece of copper, and I'm just screaming in its face.
I love it.
Yeah, he's very cute.
They're my friends.
So, I apologized and took the copper from him.
I was trying to get a lithium, which is just laying around, but it's in this area where there's like lots of mods, and they were all over, and I kept like just jumping out of my sub for like 1 second, grabbing the lithium and jumping back in, and I was like,
damn.
I'm at the point where I have a prawn suit, so I'm like extremely like nonchalant, but I bet like I'm just gonna get eaten to death by so many weird creatures because I'm stupid. But yeah, you know, it's a really fun game.
I figured out I could paint my prawn suit this morning as well, and that was very exciting to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I've got a big pink prawn suit.
I go green because it's sometimes easier to see, but Subnautica, it's great.
I'm going to keep it real simple for mine this week. My birthday was this week, and
Tim... You gotta give it up for having birthdays.
And Tim ordered me a cherry pie from a local place, and like, guys, cherry pie, it's really good.
Yeah, I didn't eat much of it, and then I had some this morning, and it's like, well, I can't take the end of it.
Well, you can, but like, just like the idea of like, hey, remember that like bakeries and shit? You can just be like, I would like a pie, please.
Yeah,
and
I didn't realize I could spend $18 and get a pie.
An incredible, beautiful, like golden cherry pie, perfectly cooked. It's worth it. Support your local bakeries. Get a pie.
Yeah. $18 is not that big a deal for a big ass.
It was a full. Pie. It was a whole pie, and pies are a pain in the ass to make.
Yeah, like totally a real, like not like a grocery store pie, but like a
real ass.
This is a store pie that like caters to like old people,
and it's so that you know they've got those good pies.
And I mean caters, not like cater to like our clientele is this. Like no, they cater.
They do catering for old people, and we love their food. Shout out to Cornucopia.
Cornucopia, the real
in Malden. One. We love you.
So for me this week, I think I'll just say, I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil 8 Village.
Mm.
It is good. It is very scary. It's not as scary as 7, but,
I like those big scary ladies.
Spoiler for mine for next week's episode.
Big scary ladies.
It's fun. I'm not done with it. I think it's only like 8 hours long, but it's like much more gamey than 7.
Yeah, I didn't play 7, but I enjoyed your text about it.
You
can, especially because you're a big baby, right? You're a skinny boy.
I'm scared.
Right?
I can only play it in the daytime. But there's more.
Jennifer
like
and I streamed a chunk of that too.
There's so more like treasure and stuff to find, and more like money to get, and more upgrades to buy, and like tricking out your weapons and like that kind of thing. Like 7 was like, you get this weapon and this weapon. You can upgrade stuff a little bit. I don't even think you could upgrade like the power of the guns at all in 7. I don't believe you can.
You can upgrade from a rusty spoon to a rusty spoon.
Yeah, there was like, oh, you can get this health upgrade and then this health upgrade. And in this game, there's like tons of recipes and stuff that you gotta like find meat and stuff, and then you like permanently upgrade your character. There's like all kinds of like tier like upgrades for the guns, and then there's like parts you can get for the guns, and like lots and lots of stuff to do. And then also it's not so like just like 7 is just constantly like kind of trying to terrify you.
7 was like gross.
Yeah, it does seem like, because I mean I've always heard how scary Resident Evil was, and there were definitely like jump scare, like not even really jumps, more just like, oh no, there's a zombie here in this, but it wasn't like extremely scary. Yeah.
The demo for Resident Evil 7 was way scarier than anything in the game so far.
Oh yeah.
Yes, 8 is more like fun, kind of spooky, scary. Yeah, like
it's very good.
General spooky vibes, like, but not like ruin your life scary.
Right. Well, because when Ethan, like, I mean, all the stupid hand trauma that happens to Ethan, and then he just moves on.
You're like, okay. Well, my hand just fell off. Oh well.
It kind of like it changes the stakes a little bit. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feels like a cartoon.
Yeah, it is more cartoonish, and more game-ish, and I like that. a lot.
And Big Lady and her daughters are hot.
Oh, I love her. The horrible daughters made of bugs. I love them so much. They're all my wives.
And also, like, once you like kind of get into it, it's like, oh yeah, they're video game characters. They're stupid. Like, I can just hide behind this couch.
Yeah. Nick, did you see that Nika cosplayed as one of the daughters?
No. Oh, I saw, like, I think I follow, yeah, I follow her on social.
And while we recorded, while we streamed Greetings Adventures yesterday, so all of us were, like, normal, yeah. And then Nika was just in Resident Evil cosplay.
It was just like that.
Full on.
I so saw good. That. I did I not went know. To a, I thought she was just doing, like, a goth thing. I didn't realize it was a Resident Evil
thing. A specific Resident Evil thing.
It's like that Babadook tweak. Like, I went to a Halloween party that was more of a wine.
Yeah, yeah.
And drinking. As opposed to a costume thing, just and, like someone dressed like
the Babadook yeah. amongst many adults drinking mm-hmm. wine. Well, thank you guys for joining us.
No, thank you.
During this episode, you can find more content from us on our Patreon. We've got special eps up there, a lot of little backlog things, mm-hmm. and
April's ep will be posted soon.
Yes, yeah, we're getting May's that. Sorry, we're figuring out scheduling shit. Yeah. But no, thanks for supporting us. And if you would like to send us suggestions or questions you think we should talk about, you can send them to us on Twitter at AskDearInternet. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me at Twitter at Tim Lanning. And I also stream some of the video games we talked about over at twitch.tv/geeklyinc. I'm kind of going outside of my normal schedule since there's so many cool games. So head on over to that Twitter again and then so to see where it goes. And then follow the Twitch so you get those goddamn emails of when we go live.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Until next time, sincerely, dear Internet.